Hi, I'm Shelley Carney. As a content creator, I've learned a lot about making videos, creating podcast episodes, writing blog posts, and doing it all consistently. Welcome to The Land of Enchantment, a podcast that explores personal development, adventure, and creativity in the beautiful state of New Mexico. Join me as I share my personal growth journey, explore the Land of Enchantment, and share tips and tricks for content creators. Get ready to be inspired, learn something new, and fall in love with the Land of Enchantment. Hello and welcome. I'm Shelley Carney, and this is the Land of Enchantment. You may have noticed that I updated the intro to the podcast. Over the last few months, I've been playing with it and making the decision about what's this podcast really all about. And as content creators, we know that we can always make those changes. And that keeps us from getting stuck, waiting for it to be perfect before we put anything out there. Go ahead and put it out there and, hone it as you go. And that works, that's what people expect. And they like to see the iterations that you go through. I think, it's fun for people to see that. So that's what I'm doing. Today's title is Live Life to the Fullest. How to create possibilities, embrace adventure, and avoid regrets. Things that we all want to do, right? We want to create possibilities and enjoy our lives to the fullest. If you're watching the videos, you're going to see a picture of my friend and business partner, Toby. He's standing in his garage, and I'm helping him clear away regrets. I'm helping him clean out his garage to make room for his latest hobby. I say, "Is this your box of stuff to give away?" I ask as I notice a box full of barely used items in the back of his truck. "Yes." "You're giving away these boots?" I ask as I poke through his stack of regrets. "Have you ever worn them?" "Don't make me go through that box again. It just makes me mad." Everybody I know has bought something that later they wish they hadn't. And those boots looked pretty fancy for, they were waders. They were hip waders and they looked pretty fancy. And I thought, why is he getting rid of these? But do we return the things that we bought that we regret? Do we sell them? Do we give them away? Or do we hold on to them because we can't admit that we wasted money on it and insist that we will someday use it as it takes up space in the garage? Or worse, we hide it away in a storage shed that we pay for monthly. Oof. If we hold on to those things, are we limiting ourselves to becoming caretakers of things we don't even need or use? Do we allow it to make us feel stuck in the land of remorse? We don't want to be there. We don't want to be in the land of remorse. Here's a bunch of boxes that come from Amazon, and we're all excited when we get them. And then what happens? The cost of owning things. The ancient Stoics believed in focusing on the true worth, or axia, of things rather than their monetary value. They believed that the cost of an item wasn't just what they sold it for, but also what it cost the owner to own it. The true cost of something is the price we pay in terms of our mental and emotional well-being. This is a powerful practice that can help us avoid the trap of materialism, consumerism, thinking about the actual price of something before we buy it. So let's say, I want to buy a new vehicle. What's the cost? Well, it costs, $30,000. But is that all that it costs? No, you also have to pay for insurance. You also have to pay for maintenance. You also have to learn to drive a new vehicle. You have to learn all the new features that it has. There's a lot involved in purchasing a new vehicle. There's a lot of cost in time and effort. Of course, it can be something that is something that we really need, and we're willing to put all that effort and time into learning how to drive that new vehicle. So it may be worth it for us. But we have to understand what that true cost is before we buy it. And that's a powerful practice. When we focus on the true worth and the true cost of something, we are more likely to make thoughtful and intentional purchases rather than giving into impulse buying or keeping up with the latest trends. By recognizing the true cost of our desire for material goods, we can also cultivate a sense of serenity and peace. We can let go of the anxiety and stress that often come with the pressure to acquire more and more possessions. Here I'm showing a big set of rings that were on display at the Gem and Mineral Show. And of course, it would be wonderful to own some of that jewelry, but then do you even have enough fingers and ears and places to wear that jewelry? Do you have a place to put it when you're not wearing it? Do you worry about maybe somebody breaking into your home and stealing that jewelry? There's a lot that comes into every single purchase that we make. In today's society, it's easy to get caught up in the cycle of consumerism and the belief that material possessions will bring us happiness and fulfillment. Oh gosh, if I had that beautiful amethyst ring, it would just make me so happy. Oh, and that lapis ring, that would go on another finger and that would make me happy. Are things going to make us happy? Or is it something else that makes us happy? The Stoics remind us that true happiness comes from within, and that focusing on the true worth of things can help us cultivate a more peaceful and contented life. Limitations of possibilities. Here's a quote from Kelly Lee Phipps. If you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. But if you argue for your possibilities, you get to create them. How do we argue for our possibilities instead of our limitations? Have you ever argued for your limitations? And somebody said, well, here's how you do this thing that you want to do, say, you know, content marketing. Here, you do a live stream and, you take that live stream and then you take the audio out and you've got a podcast and you transcribe it and you've got a blog post. And then you were to say, oh, I can't do that. I don't have time. I can't be on camera. I can't. That's arguing for your limitations. How do we turn that around and argue for our possibilities instead? Well, I've never done that before, but I sure would like to try it. Can you teach me how? So this quote, if you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. But if you argue for your possibilities, you get to create them. This quote is all about mindset. It's about recognizing that the way we think and talk about ourselves and our abilities can either hold us back or propel us forward. Let's talk about retirement. Many people view retirement as a time to slow down and take it easy, which is perfectly fine. However, it doesn't have to be the end of the road. Retirement can be a time to explore new hobbies, travel to new places, and even start a new career or business venture. Toby and I do that all the time. He decides, you know what? I want to try a new hobby. I've seen this on YouTube. I want to do it too. Let me get some equipment and get started on that hobby. And that's why we had to clean out his garage, because he came up with a new hobby. So it's all about how you approach it. If you argue for your limitations, you might say things like, I'm too old to learn something new, or I don't have the energy to travel. But if you argue for your possibilities, you might say things like, I've always wanted to learn how to paint, or do tin work, or process gold from pay dirt, or whatever it is you've ever wanted to learn. Or, I can't wait to visit that country, or that state, or that place I've always dreamed of. By focusing on the possibilities, you open yourself up to new experiences and opportunities. Content creation. Whether you're a blogger, a YouTuber, or social media influencer, there are endless possibilities when it comes to creating content. But it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that you're not good enough or that your ideas aren't original enough. Maybe if I just get some help from ChatGPT, it'll be so much better. If you argue for your limitations, you might say things like, I'm not smart enough, or I have nothing interesting to say. But if you argue for your possibilities, you might say things like, I have a unique perspective on this topic, or I'm excited to share my passion with others. And a lot of times that comes from having your own experience of that in your own life, and you can share your own stories with people, and that makes it so much more interesting and relatable. By focusing on your strengths and your potential, you can create content that is truly inspiring and engaging. Day trip travel. We love day trip traveling. Whether you're exploring a new city or taking a hike in the great outdoors, day trips are a fantastic way to break up a routine and experience new things. We like to go to museums, and we're always learning. And I'm amazed at how much Toby knows when we go to any kind of museum. He seems to know information about it. It's because he studies up in advance before we go to the museum, so he knows more about what he's seeing, and he enjoys it more that way. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking you don't have the time or the resources to travel. If you argue for your limitations, you might say things like, I can't take time off work, or I don't have the money to travel. But if you argue for your possibilities, you might say things like, I can take a day off and explore a nearby city or museum or whatever it is that's nearby. Or I can plan a budget-friendly day trip to a nearby state park or a museum or a library. You know, I was talking to Toby today about an exhibit, a traveling Smithsonian exhibit that is at my local library up the street. And I said, how about if we go there and check that out? And he said, if it's a story to tell, then let's do it. So he is open to those possibilities. Adjusting desires. You can find ways to get around any limitations. And here I'm showing pictures of pieces of a boat that Toby purchased that came in boxes from around the United States, and they're sitting in his garage. And here's a quote. The two happiest days in a boat owner's life are the day you buy the boat and the day you sell the boat. And he had a lot of enthusiasm and excitement when he bought the boat. And since it's been sitting in his garage for 6 months, he's kind of lost that enthusiasm. The shine has lost its luminescence there. While cleaning the garage and moving the boat and motor around, Toby tells me it's time to sell the boat and trailer. And I said, but I thought we were going to do day trips with the boat. He said, there are no close lakes, so every trip would take more than a day. It's just not feasible for us, and I'm too old for the effort it takes. Are you sure I can help? And he said, I was reminiscing about sailing, not thinking about the reality and the logistics involved. Toby loves to go out on a boat with his family, and he fondly remembers when he would take his children on sailing trips. When he visits his adult children in Florida or South Carolina, they all go out boating together. But he no longer wants the responsibility of owning a boat. We also want to dig for gold and go prospecting, but we don't have the time and energy to go places where we might find good pay dirt. So instead, we can buy pay dirt online and process it to look for gold at home. There's always ways to get around the difficulties, right? So it's too difficult to own a boat, to put it on the trailer, to go out on a trip, to get it in the lake, all the work that gets involved in preparing and in bringing the boat home and cleaning it up and putting things away. It's a lot of work. Instead, you know, you can take trips or rent a boat or go with your family. Buy pay dirt instead of going out in the field and digging dirt. There are ways to get around it. What limitations can you turn into possibilities? Memories versus reality. As we age, We may reminisce about the activities we enjoyed in our youth, such as boating, skiing, mountain biking, or other physically demanding hobbies. While it's perfectly natural to look back on these memories fondly, it's important to recognize that our physical abilities may have changed. Trying to relive our glory days by participating in these activities again, without acknowledging our limitations, can lead to disappointment and even injury. It's important to distinguish between enjoying these activities as they are now versus trying to recreate an experience that may no longer be possible. For example, if we used to enjoy biking in our youth but now have trouble with balance or endurance, we can still enjoy cycling by adapting to our current abilities. This may mean using an electric bike or choosing a more leisurely route. Similarly, if we used to love boating but now have mobility issues or other physical limitations, we can still enjoy being on the water by finding accessible ways to do so, such as renting a boat or going on a boat tour. The key is to approach these activities with a mindset of enjoyment, rather than trying to relive a past experience that may no longer be feasible. A bucket list. Living without regrets is a goal that many of us strive for. We want to look back on our lives and feel proud of the experiences we had and the things we accomplished. One way to achieve this is to try new things, even if we're not sure we can do them. This is especially important when it comes to our bucket list. A bucket list is a list of things we want to do or accomplish before we die. We can fill it with anything from travel destinations to personal goals. But sometimes we can be hesitant to pursue these items on our list because we're not sure if we can actually achieve them. However, if we approach our bucket list with the mindset of trying things before determining if we can or cannot do them, we open ourselves up to new experiences and possibilities. We may surprise ourselves with what we are capable of. For example, if one of the items on our bucket list is to climb a mountain, we may initially think that it's impossible for us. But if we approach it with the attitude of trying, we may discover that with training, determination, and support, we're able to climb that not-too-steep mountain trail and check it off our list. Similarly, if we have a goal of writing a novel, we may feel intimidated by the idea of writing a book. But if we start by writing a few pages a day, we may find that the words start to flow and we're able to accomplish our goal. Toby and I proved that by writing our first novel together, A Gypsy's Kiss, which we followed by two nonfiction books, Women in Podcasting and Livecast Life. Living without regrets means taking risks and trying new things. It means approaching life with an open mind and a willingness to explore our potential. Our bucket list is a reflection of our desires and dreams, and by pursuing them with a spirit of adventure, we can create a life that we're proud of. Pursue the items on your bucket list. It's better to try and fail than to never try at all. You may surprise yourself with what you're capable of and create a life filled with adventure, growth, and fulfillment. With the right attitude and a willingness to adapt, we can continue to find joy and fulfillment in the activities we love, no matter our age or physical ability. By focusing on possibilities instead of limitations, we can create a life full of adventure and creativity. So, go out there, my friends, and create the life you've always dreamed of. If you're dreaming of starting your own YouTube channel, podcast, or blog, reach out to share your vision with us when you schedule a free video chat with us at consulting.agkmedia.studio. Here's another poem for you. It's called Living Life with Purpose, a poetic reflection on creating possibilities and avoiding regrets. Creating possibilities, avoiding regret. Living life to the fullest, we mustn't forget. The Stoics teach us to focus on true worth and avoid the trap of materialism's curse. Retirement, content creation, and day trips galore. Opportunities abound, let's not ignore. Bucket lists to tackle, dreams to pursue. Let's embrace adventure and try something new. But let's also be mindful of our limitations and adapt to our changing situations. Enjoy the present, let go of the past. Find joy in the things that forever will last. So let's live life with purpose and with intention, with a focus on what truly deserves our attention. Creating possibilities, avoiding regret, living life to the fullest, we won't soon forget. This week, think about your self-imposed limitations and brainstorm how you can turn those limitations into possibilities. What have you always wanted to do? What's on your bucket list? Get started by planning it out today and schedule it on your calendar. Remember to check out our website for more delightful stories, stunning photos, and memorable experiences. Head over to nmdaytrips.com now and see what awaits you in the land of enchantment. Thanks for listening today. I hope you got some value from what I've shared. I appreciate you. We need to stick together and support each other, so please subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. If you've got questions about things to do and places to see in New Mexico, or you want more information about something I've mentioned, write to me at support@agkmedia.studio, and I'll do my best to give you a helpful answer.